Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Scott Harris this morning. Full interview, Odyssey.com. Rewind. Guys did a very nice job with Scott. And look, I it's not right or wrong. It's not a holy war. It's preference. Okay, I think chocolate ice cream's better than vanilla. I don't know, it's free country. I believe you got to have some superstars, plant your flag, if you're going to win a World Series. If the object is, I have to beat the Dodgers, the Mets, etc. It does fly a little bit in the face of their system, which is Moneyball. That's what this is. That's all Moneyball is. Lose the catchphrase and talk about baseball. You're playing matchups, data, using multiple players to produce the same as one great player. Situational, high leverage. Their system works. The problem is, it's like what Rico said. When the playoffs come around and your season's on the line and it's a 1-2 count, yeah, you want Freddie Freeman at the plate, not Zach McKinstry. There's
Bingo.
A difference.
Bingo.
So it's just one of those things, and I'm not taking a shot at McKinstry. I'm saying as an example, he's one of their very valuable utility guys. I lean towards I'm going to lower my expectations for the deadline. I still think they can get a really good reliever, and that's going to have a big impact because I think they do a great job managing their pen. But everyone is talking about wanting that right-handed bat ever since the offseason. I left listening to that interview, which Rico on June 11th, what the hell does it mean? Absolutely nothing. 7 weeks from now, they might trade for Babe Ruth. That's right. How baseball works. But I want to know where your expectation is as fans after hearing Scott Harris this morning regarding the deadline. David, did you walk away with thoughts before we get to Kenny in a Blue Jays t-shirt for some reason?
Yeah, the thoughts I walked away with is that they're going to get, not the big name, but they're going to get someone that can play third, short, outfield, you know, the different positions that they need. They can play them at multiple places.
They need a third baseman.
Sure. Yes, they do. But I don't, after these comments, I don't think they're going to get that third baseman, but they're going to get someone that can play third and play other things.
See, and David, and maybe it's because I've had too many sideshows with Rieger, but he's starting to sell me on the whole get Bregman, make another run for him. Why? He's sitting on the Red Sox team. They're not doing what they think they're going to do. His contract actually is manageable. They made a play to overpay for him. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be him, but offseason, they went out and they got Torres. They saw needs and they addressed them. And I think if the contract fits, they're going to go after. And it could be a name, but I don't think I get where Mike is coming from, but I don't think that the chaos will work in the playoffs because is the goal to win as many regular season games or is the goal to win a World Series? Because in the end, you're probably going to have to go through New York and you're probably going to have to go through L.A. I don't think this is sustainable for those two series. If you play a five-game series against the Astros, yes. But seven-game series against the big boys, sorry.
Also, too, the Bregman thing, just for people, if this, and I'm not partaking in this. I am listening.
Rieger's wearing me down, man.
I am simply listening. I'm not impugning anyone's character. Bregman's not due back till mid-July. So he would have to get back, prove health before you would ever consummate that. I am not advocating or making fun of. I'm staying out of it. I mean, do I think it's ridiculous? Of course I do. Kenny, your thoughts?
Hey, buddy.
He's somewhere on a golf course shooting 110 today.
He's having a great day today and also a miserable day today because that's what he does.
Both things can be true.
That's true. So my thoughts on it are like, basically what Scott Harris has shown that he wants to do with this team is positional flexibility. So I agree with David in that he might find a guy who can play third, but can also play a little bit of left, maybe a little bit of center, maybe a little bit of short. Like, I think he's going to find somebody like that that's not going to be that big right-handed bat necessarily that you need, but a guy that he can plug in different spots as needed. Because basically, that's how this team has operated. And that's kind of how, but outside of like Gleyber Torres, that's kind of how he said he wanted the team to operate.
Yep. No, and then that's Kenny in essence. Look, I'm trying to live in reality. There's no point in having some month of screaming and yelling, which I haven't done, nor will I do. I think history's on my side with how to win a World Series. They're going to try to do it differently. Okay. No one cares. Win. If they win, is anyone going to remember how they won?
No.
Is anyone going to care? No. We want a parade. We want Rico underneath the Kearns clock. Let's get it. So that's it. That's all this is about.
Live from Shinola.
Sure. David, early ticket text. Is there a general feeling? And we've got a lot of phone calls to get to, and I'm excited to do that.
The weaknesses into strengths comment is what stood out to me. I think they know that throughout the organization, third is a weakness, and if the right deal comes along, they will trade assets. They are not going to overspend. That is Dan in Ypsilanti.
And Dan in Ypsilanti, and it kind of goes when Cookies asked a follow-up question about basically, to paraphrase, are there any sacred cows in the minor leagues? And what I gleaned from it was no, there's no sacred cows. The right person can go in order to bring in that person right now to try to win. Are they going to try to sell the farm? No, but I don't think that there's a deal breaker type of player in the minor leagues.
And Scott Harris is a smart guy. If somebody gives him a really, really, really overpay for something and gives you, here's, you know, Chapman, here's Bregman, here's whatever for not that much, he's going to take that offer. He's not an idiot. He's not a dumb guy. He knows what he's doing. He's a very smart baseball mind.
The question will be flexibility versus rigidity. If you're rigid to your plan, it's going to eliminate a lot of guys. Look, I'm fine with a level of optimization, a level of flexibility. I still do believe you need guys you're never taking out of the game. Look, like the official tiger of this show is Kerry Carpenter. How many times does Kerry not start or Kerry ends up getting pinch hit for? It's part of their sauce. But like one of the things that worked last year that doesn't work this year is like the Ibanez thing or when the playoffs come around. No, I mean, hey, maybe I'm just Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. Maybe I'm just sneering at the sky because in the seminal moment, my season's on the line. Yes, I want a comfortable pair of shoes. I want one of my superstars at the plate. I don't want to have to say, all right, well, I'm going to pinch hit this. And we're going to double switch this. And these three guys are moving over here. No, I want the guy who's up there with a telephone pole ready to kill the baseball. Maybe it's dated. Maybe the way the Tigers are going to do it, it's going to be the new way. I don't know. We'll get to you, the people, though, next. Excited you guys have some feedback on this. And if you want the whole interview again, because I do want to support Cookies. I mean, he can be a bit of an ass, but Cookies is a good man. And I thought he did a good job this morning. Odyssey.com Rewind. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.